Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Sorry, go on.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It. You're very welcome. We have a new look studio, a makeshift studio in the
Darren's breaking down on us here. Today FM charges batteries up.
Today FM.
Yeah, you were in the Today FM studio.
It's hard to say Dead Today FM. Go on.
Dead Today.
Dead Today. It's hard one.
Dead Today FM studio.
Doesn't even sound like I'm saying it.
Does.
Dead Today FM.
The. Go on. Anyway, what do you? Where do we? Ooh, we're all breaking down. Where do we?
We're in the Today FM studio. Yeah, we're in the studio, Today FM. Nice spot. Do for now, you know. Feels very radio-y, though.
Because they're renovating the gaff.
Yeah, and we're sitting side by side rather than opposite each other, which is kind of weird.
I feel like Dermot and Dave.
Yeah.
Except.
Do you wash your legs in the shower?
Is that a Today FM joke? Yeah.
Do you know that one, Siobhan?
Do you wash your legs in the shower? Is it a joke?
It's our take.
What's the
let's
angle?
Let's see what the public think.
Do you wash your legs in the shower?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Oh, weirdos.
Fucking odd, isn't it?
Oh, I was talking about with Amy on that other podcast that I don't really like. about like the whole situation of just like sometimes you don't wash them. You just let the water on them. You know, we scrub your legs in the shower. Anyway, come on. I have one here from Craig.
Oh, Craig. Go on.
What's up, lads? Craig from Ballymun here. Just a quick question. Would you rather walk around with your man on your shoulders all day, every day, or have to crawl around in dissolvable clothes so if it rains, you're in the nip? Also, nice one for the Oasis tickets. Was chuffed. Thanks, Craig.
Oh. Ah, Craig. You could have invited me, you little fucker, yeah.
Craig was at me for a while for them.
Yeah.
I was transparent with him. I said, that's on the lads and go loud.
You're throwing go loud under the bus on this episode.
What? So son, we didn't give them away.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, Craig. Won them fair and square. How did they win the Oasis tickets?
It was there a ballot box or something that won the live shows?
Best listener
or
question,
best listener question
it?
Or something like that. What was it? Oh, he had to sing Champagne Supernova at the top of his lungs. In front of everyone in Vicar Street, remember? And it was really good, like, when we gave him the tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, no, I remember it clearly. That definitely happened.
I think
happened.
You had a few, like.
I did have a few, yeah. I thought it was actually Liam Gallagher.
Yeah.
That was singing it. But it wasn't, it was from Ballymun.
Craig from Ballymun. Craigo. To answer your question, though, yeah, I'd rather fucking walk around with my mum on my shoulders all day, every day, because I don't look great in the nip, to be honest with you.
Just don't go out.
Some people are nippable. They look good in the nip.
Do they? I don't think anyone looks good in the
nip. I suppose. Actually, no. I think, it's kind of disgusting.
It's a little bit weird.
Yeah.
It's a little bit weird.
It'd be real embarrassing if that happened as well.
Oh, God. Imagine if I caught in a shower and fuck, my clothes are dissolvable. You wouldn't leave the gaff.
No, you wouldn't.
But would you leave the gaff if your ma was on your shoulders the whole time?
Yeah. I'd just be like, she's getting an old jockey back. The legs are at her. the mobility's gone, you know.
All day.
Every day.
So even if you're in the gaff sitting down,
eating your dinner,
she's on the back of the sofa with her legs around your shoulders. That's when it gets weird, is it?
When you describe it like that, it's kind of weird. But I think I'll just do that. Like, my ma's all right. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She sound like I could put up with her.
She heavy?
Ish. Runs in the family.
Yeah.
No, she's she looks after herself. She eats well. It just runs in the family.
My ma's light.
Yeah, your ma is light. She's only little, isn't she?
She's only small. Yeah.
You that'd be handy for you.
Be handy enough.
Flouting around. People flouting around going on the bridge and all.
Right, you go on the bridge, eh? Like, get on me back there.
Do you ever see an intermission? Your man in the wheelchair. He's like, tip us over there. Gives us up.
It's ridiculous. Is that an intermission? Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Put a straw in it there. Oh, yeah. Nice one. Sound. Yeah. Grand. Oh yeah, that's lovely. But yeah, what would you pick?
I'd go with the dissolvable clothes, and I just wouldn't go out if it rained. But I'd be afraid if I sweat, and it, you know, get sweaty down
there.
So that's where it's gonna dissolve, isn't it?
Yeah,
be going around in arseless chaps. So I'll go with me marl on my shoulders as well.
Yeah,
Craig. Good question, Craig.
Thanks. See, that's a question now. That's a proper question.
That's an Oasis ticket winning question.
That's a awardee winner of Oasis ticket winning question.
It's a thought provoker.
I mean, I feel like keep going with it, but we'll go to the next one. I just feel like I'm on the fucking radio, man. Not even gonna lie.
It's
I feel
so
like we have
weird.
one second left to go. Spit one out, and then Ed Sheeran comes on.
You can't say fucking here. This is the first time these microphones has heard the word course, fuck.
Yeah. Bollocks.
See, now it's gonna fuck with our head. If we're ever on the radio, we're gonna think we can swear it in here.
Mm.
What's the fucking story, Dave Moore? Oh fuck, bollocks, shit.
Thought this is the podcast studio, the makeshift one. Sorry, Dave. Do you wash your legs in the shower or what? Do you want another one? Will I just read them all out for the crack?
Fucking go for it. I love hearing you read.
It's usually Owen. We didn't even mention Owen, isn't
he? Owen's not here. Owen's on his Jolliers.
We mentioned it in the other episode, though.
Did we?
Yeah. Can you tell Joe that they don't do...
Joe has an E in it. It's not J-O. Yeah. That's a woman's name.
Yeah, it's like Joanne. That's your sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you tell Joe that they don't do music in prison? They do music. Getting booked into... What? Elocution lessons. Yeah. Getting booked into elocution room in Black Rock or anywhere for a few sessions. Alfredo.
What? Do you think I'm saying it wrong? Music.
Music. Yeah, you're saying it wrong. Well, like, it's just your the way you pronounce it. Like, you're not saying it wrong. It's just the way you pronounce it.
Sometimes I'll say music. Sometimes I'll say music.
But you'd still spell it M-U-S-I-C.
Yeah, I'd spell it correctly.
You don't spell it M-O-O. Like, moo.
Don't be fucking criticising how I say words. I say words correctly.
It's because where you're from.
I made a conscious decision when I was younger to try pronounce me words better.
Mm.
To be more understandable.
Why was it?
A conscious effort. Yeah, of course it was fucking... Oh, music. Music. Shut up, you. Turn that music down.
Turn off that music.
So I don't even... I don't need to go to elocution lessons. I know how to say me words.
I didn't know there was an elocution room in Black Rock, though.
Because they can already speak proper.
In Black Rock? That's why it's there. Like, we speak good here. Buzz over.
I think they speak wrong.
They do.
That's probably not even good English there. They speak wrong.
It's perfect English. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Dinglish. Dublin English.
Yeah. Alfredo, I don't really like that.
Yeah, fuck you, Alfredo.
Well, he's dyslexic. That's different. That's a different thing altogether, isn't it? And you're not. Oh, I am. Fuck off, Alfredo.
Yeah, fuck off, Alfredo.
No, but here.
Alfredo.
Will we book you in?
To the elocution lessons?
See what it's all about.
I'd actually like to.
Yeah.
I'd actually be interested.
We're a party, like, from the studio.
How is it getting on over there, Joe? Yes, it's fine.
It's actually grand, yeah. I'm really, like, enjoying it. And do you know what else I love? I love music.
Music.
Music. Do you want another question?
Sure, go on. That's not even a fucking question.
Hi, lads.
Alfredo, this bonus episode is for listener questions.
Not listener.
Not criticisms and statements.
Statements, yeah.
Fucking Alfredo.
Reveal yourself, Alfredo. Darren and Joe. You had the power to make one Irish county disappear. Which one would it be and why? Prepare for backlash. Keep up the fab work, boys. From Anonymous. Obviously from Cork or something. Cork!
That would be nice. It would be nice to get rid of Cork.
I'm trying to think of the most annoying county.
Yeah. What do you think is the most
Probably
annoying
Dublin.
County? I'd like to get rid of Dublin just to see where everyone goes. Just to see where we all settle as the next capital.
Made.
And what happens to it? Like, is it just puffed away?
It just disappears. Like,
okay.
It just comes off the island.
Separates. Is Westmeath a country? A county, sorry. Not a country. It is a county.
A county, is it? No, it's not.
How can you have Mead and Westmead? Westmead is just a lazy county. You're just Mead.
Just Mead, and that's the end of it.
Yeah. So that's Westmead is gone, and it's just Mead combined.
Yeah.
And Wicklow and Wexford are the same thing.
Yeah.
They're getting combined.
It's all Portets Cove, like. It's all Portets Cove.
Where's Bettystown?
Portets Cove.
Is it?
No. Bettystown is in Bray.
Wicklow.
No, Wicklow. Is Bettystown in Bray?
In Bray?
No, it's not, is it? I'm thinking of bleeding Charlestown.
Athletic. You're in Charlestown. Fucking.
That's Bray. That's so confusing. That is so confusing, isn't it? Where's Bettystown?
Wicklow.
Mead. Of course it is.
Wicklow, Wexford and Waterford are all neighbours, aren't they? They're all touching each other. That's a single county.
It's because they all start with a W. That's all the ones that start with the same letter are right beside each other.
Yeah, fuck. That's all.
Like, what's another one that begins with D? Down.
Donegal.
Donegal.
Derry.
They're all beside Dublin, like.
Jesus. But they're all beside each other as well. But maybe not Down, but Derry and Donegal.
So we just get rid of Dublin because...
But you can't have Down.
It's not with the other days. So, like, it doesn't make sense for Dublin to be here, like, you know?
Yeah.
It's not going according to plan.
Move that up beside Donegal.
Yeah.
Dublin's moving up to Donegal. Wexford, Waterford and Wicklow is a single county. Westmead and Mead are just Mead. Don't be fucking acting the bollocks, you fools.
Yeah, it's the same thing, like, isn't it, Siobhan? You're from there now. Where are you from? Galway.
Galway.
I like Galway.
Yeah?
Yeah. If I had to pick somewhere to live other than Dublin, it'd be probably Galway.
Would it? Why?
I just like it.
Why?
I don't know.
Shy.
Ah, it's a bit of crack.
Oh, no, it's like fucking watered down Dublin.
Mm.
It's like...
I just really want to go to Champion Sports.
If Dublin was a bottle of Coke, Galway would be a half-drank bottle of Coke the next day without the cork on it. Just watery and flat. Yeah. But
left in the fridge and it's just like no fizz.
Yeah. And Galway's basically just a really tiny Grafton Street.
That's true. With Champion Sports.
That's all there is.
And JJB Sports. Do you want another one?
Sure, fuck it, why not?
Okay, this is a bit mad, right?
Go on.
Because it says Greg from Georgia. So maybe James is a friend of James, maybe?
Maybe it's spreading now.
James, did you get Greg onto the podcast? Listener? New listener? Let us know. Darren and Joe, I imagine you are fate.
Don't worry about it. You got this.
Darren and Joe, imagine you are face to face with your doppelgangers and you must prove that you are the real Stalit duo. If you can't prove yourselves, Owen would be forced to banish you from Goalout. How are you going to outsmart the... What's that?
Fox? Foe.
Foe Joe? What's that mean?
Fake Joe.
The Foe Joe and the con man Conway. There's also the possibility that you wind up like the real Seymour Skinner. Good luck, lads. Greg from Georgia. I reckon that's on. Anyway.
Little Simpsons reference in there and everything.
How do you prove? Are they carbon copies, like?
Yeah.
Or would they have a certain flaw?
Do I have to prove it to... Who are we proving it to?
You have to prove it to Owen. I think you have to prove it to Owen, yeah. Do we?
Jesus.
I reckon we have to prove it to Owen.
Okay.
Or else he'll banish us.
Right.
From Goalout.
Are you going to show him the freckle on the inside of your leg?
Oh, it's going to say me birthmark, yeah. Look at that. But then he'd have it as well, wouldn't he?
Maybe. So you'd have to... what would Owen know about like you? Yeah.
They don't have your... They're not you, like, so they don't know your background.
No.
Or so one thing that I said to Owen that...
Yeah.
They wouldn't know. I don't think I ever showed Owen me birthmark. Probably saying it, though. Don't know, man. That's a brain buster.
Oh, I was supposed to do something at the Talking Bollocks live show and it didn't happen. So I'd say to him, I'd talk to him about that and then he'd be like, Joe would know about that. Yeah.
Mm.
Oh.
I tell him my ramen order.
Sure, everyone knows your ramen. Anyone that listens to the Stalit podcast.
I never mentioned what I get.
Never mentioned it?
No.
What do you get?
Tonkatsu red, spicy, and kimchi arancini, and a Coke Zero, pal. He'd know. He'd be like, what's up?
He'd be like, he's hell the yeah.
I'm telling you. Is that a good way of doing it now? I feel like it wouldn't really seal the deal, would it?
And then show him the freckle on the inside of your leg. I'd say to him, Owen, and he'd say, what? I'd say, it's me. He'd say, how would I know that? And I'd say, any jobs? And he'd be like, okay, that's Joe.
Nice.
He knows. Only Joe would ask for a job here.
Owen, it's me. And he'd say, how do I know? I'll say, is everything all right between me and you?
And then he would shoot the doppelgangers.
He'd shoot him in the head straight away. I wonder where my doppelganger's funeral would be. Would it be in the paper?
Where would your doppelganger actually be from? Somebody sent me a picture of somebody and it looked just like you.
Did they say that looks like Darren?
He said, there's Darren.
There's hundreds of people that look like me.
Actually, somebody sent me a video of a bloke who kind of looks like you and he was trying to tell a joke. Did you see that video?
No.
And he was like, is this Darren's dad? And it was an old video from the 90s, someone that kind of looks like you, but he fucking butchers a joke. I'm never going to find it. Like, well, can you type in something that was said? It's all AI now, isn't it?
Did it look like me, though?
Fucking love this AI search on WhatsApp and on Gmail and all that. You can just say, here, what's that? Somebody sent me a thing. Let's have a look.
Sort of walks into a house and things in the parlour. Walks in with a chicken under his arm. He says, what do you think of the pig? His wife turns around and says, that's not a pig, it's a duck. He says, I was talking to the pig. I was talking to the duck. Or to the chicken.
Oh no!
He fucking butchered.
He butchered that one.
I was talking to the pig.
He had one job.
The chicken.
He had one chance. The fucking spotlight was on him, and he butchered it.
And if you look at his face,
he doesn't even look like me. He looks like fucking the man out of Step Brothers.
I'm telling you now,
the other fella.
That is fucking comedy, because he was so excited when he got to the punchline. He was like, everyone's gonna love this.
Will we leave it there?
Will we leave it there?
Yeah, we absolutely will. They're after getting a bit too much, so the next one's going to be about 9 minutes. Shut your mouth.
Oh, I thought you were going to clatter that microphone.
It feels good, say it.
Shut your mouth.
Give us an outro and then say shut your mouth at the end of it.
Thanks very much for listening to the bonus episode. If you have any questions or statements or comments or remarks, you cheeky little bastards, send them into stall at a go loud now or shut your mouth.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
that's cathartic.
Yeah.
Do you like how I said that, Alfredo? Cathartic.
I never thought the listener would be the enemy. But here we are. Probably just not happy, you know? Running out of things to talk about, maybe. Shut your mouth.
Shut your fucking mouth, Alfredo. Get the fuck out of here.
It wasn't Alfredo.
It wasn't him. It was Alfredo. He was slagging me.
Oh, he's all right, though.
Do you like them teeth? Do you want to keep them?
I'm going before I lose the run of myself.